Thank you all for joining us tonight. First, it would be great if you could each introduce yourselves, including your background, university, and more specifics about your current position or internship. Rachel, would you like to start?
Your thesis in college on sex education for high school students in mainland China. So I was really excited to work with Xixi Garden in PIM and gain a lot of those skills analyzing different nonprofits and their financial health and how that would benefit me in my career going forward. So Chinggis, you're up.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chinggis. I'm a junior at Harvard College currently. I'm originally from Istanbul, Turkey, and I actually went to high school in Hong Kong. At Harvard, I study social anthropology and government with a secondary in philosophy, so a lot of social sciences, and I do a lot of research on campus. Outside of my research endeavors, I am actually currently working on a startup called Valida, which is currently based in Tallinn, Estonia, and Istanbul, Turkey, and we are working on organic cosmetics, cosmetic products that are edible and fully sustainable and fully recyclable. And for the upcoming summer, I will be working at New York City in the world of finance. I also participated in a PIM last summer while I was in Beijing interning for a real estate company called Soho China, where I was doing strategy consulting for them. It really, helped me in a bunch of ways to change the vision I have for my own career and the careers around me and my perception of them. So I'd love to share more about that. So, yeah, next up, Michelle, feel free to go.
Okay, hi everyone. Thanks for being here. I'm Michelle from Tsinghua University. Currently, I'm in my third year right now, studying journalism and having a double major in economics. Last year, I was a communication intern at PIM, and I organized 12 online events with experienced practitioners from Chinese nonprofit. And now I'm doing my first online seminars in my life as a speaker, which to me is really cool. I'm interested in media and public policy, and had internship experiences in newspapers, magazines, social media, and international organization. I just finished my internship at UNDP China, and my main focus was to enhance public-private partnership to better achieve sustainable development goals. Last year, I was an exchange student at the University of Texas at Austin, and by taking courses in journalism and public policy and working as a student journalist at a college newspaper, I got a deeper understanding of the difference between the role of media in the U.S. and China, which offered me an interesting perspective in terms of how to position myself in the future. So today I'm really glad to share with you my thought about how to find a mission-driven career and maybe discuss some common confusion that might occur along the way. Thank you.
Tell us more about your current career path. How did you get interested in the work you are doing? And how did you come into this position or internship? What difficulties or challenges have you encountered along the way? Where do you hope your current work will take you?
So my path was pretty windy. I think like a lot of college students, I was interested in a lot of different things. So I did a lot of internships in U.S.-China relations and international affairs more broadly at a law firm that did international law. And I taught pregnancy prevention workshops to ninth grade students in DC public schools. And so I did a lot of things and basically like tested all my interests to see, you know, what spoke to me the most and what I was most excited about. I've always been really interested in sexual and reproductive health and providing young people with the information they need to make the best decisions for them and the healthy decisions. So I worked at Girls Inc. right after I graduated, which is a U.S.-based nonprofit, though they also work in Canada, that provides girls growing up in low-income households in the U.S. with different education and a supportive environment with mentors to learn more about science, technology, engineering, and math, financial literacy, media literacy, and a lot of healthy sexuality workshops as well. So from there, when I graduated, I thought a lot about what were the skills that I felt that I was good at and could bring to a job. And I really like communication. I like talking with people, hearing about their motivations for why they contribute to different causes or what they're passionate about. And so fundraising seemed like a really natural course for me. So now I am worked in fundraising after I graduated, and working in fundraising and operations at Callisto, and hope to continue in this route, rising up the ranks to be a chief development officer, which is the title of the person who leads fundraising for the nonprofit organization. So it was a windy path, and you obviously face challenges along the way. I studied Mandarin, and in international aid, there just isn't as much aid or programming that goes to China as like Sub-Saharan Africa or Latin America, or even the Middle East. Like, there's a lot of aid for reproductive health programming there, but they're just wasn't as much for me moving into like trying to marry my interests in China and reproductive health and sex education. So I made the decision to focus more domestically for me. Thanks.
So thanks, Rachel, for that's a great path, I think. So currently what I was looking at when I'm just deciding about what type of a career I want to enter the world workforce with was definitely deciding on in the end of this career, at the end goal of this career, where do I end up? How influential I am? What is my position in the world? What types of decisions I'm able to make? So if one were to think about it, if I'm the head librarian of, let's say, British Library, what is the type of influence? What is the type of impact I'm able to make? If I'm the head dancer of a dance company, what is the type of influence, what is the type of impact I'm able to make? If I'm the CEO of a large bank, what is the type of impact, what is the type of change that I can make in the larger society? And I think that really convinced me that finance could be an interesting way, a place to start my career at. Especially I will be doing governmental investments, basically investing Asian governments' funds in a variety of assets and seeing, where is the best place for them to invest and why, and actually theorizing and putting that theory into practice as much as possible. Well, so that was one of the ways of choosing why I decided to go to the finance route. A second deciding factor was definitely geopolitical factors. When I first came into Harvard, there were a bunch of competing interests between arts, politics, and the world of business. And definitely I tried the world of politics first, and then with the geopolitical changes that are happening around the world, it became in a way impossible for me to pursue that path with the current position that I was holding and the current geopolitical position my home was holding. So that quickly became, I guess, out of the picture. And following that, I decided that having done a bunch of arts business and creative businesses, I sit on the board of a bookstore here, or in the art museum, and run a fashion show. I saw a lot of times that these are types of things that I can do and be able to do with a career switch later on in my career. But if I were to start with the world of creative business, if I were to start with a bookstore, a fashion show, etc., it would be impossible for me later on in my career to actually switch to the world of finance. So I guess I thought strategically about how do I keep most amount of opportunities available and open for the rest of my life? And on the front of entrepreneurship, my work with the cosmetic startup, basically I definitely see that as training grounds for the future, and also see that as something that's not going to only benefit me personally, in which I will be learning a lot about how to run a business and how to be a better person at convincing causes or showcasing value systems behind causes. But at the same time, also, you know, actually plant seeds for a future investment and a future venture and a future potentially full-time career. Lastly, the way I go about careers and kind of research is definitely doing some type of academic research. I think having studied philosophy and anthropology really helps, in the sense that I sometimes sit down with my professors and decide, you know, I'm going to write a research paper on the world of venture capital and the philosophy and the culture behind the venture capital, or investment banking, or nonprofits, or governments, etc. So when you're actually coming deep down into the core philosophy of why do we even have this industry, why do we even do this job, why do we even have fundraising that Rachel does, etc., then we realize, like, the true value of these jobs and the true value of the impact that they're able to make. So I think looking from that philosophical perspective of what's the core proposition that you're actually contributing to the planet, at the same time you're contributing to yourself, I think could be a great decision-making factor for the rest of us. Thank you. Michelle, it's all you.